Danny's new room. Maybe drown it soon. Is this the start of it all? Turn down your TV, turn down your pulse, turn away from it all, because it's getting too
por la De pronto yo vi, cerquita de allí, había una culebra mirando para mí. Yo grité, ¡ay, la culebra! Y yo grité, ¡ay, la culebra! La gente está diciendo que ahorita se va. Va a empezar el todito a gritar. Oye, José, oye, José,
ven pa' acá. Cuidado con la culebra, te muerde los
De pronto yo vi, cerquita de allí, había una culebra mirando para mí. Yo grité, ¡ay, la culebra! Yo grité, ¡ay, la culebra! La gente está diciendo que ahorita se va. Empezar el todito a gritar. Oye, José, oye, José,
ven pa' acá. Cuidado con la culebra, te muerde los pies.
Si me muerden los pies, voy a tener la que mata. Si me muerden los pies, yo la quiere apurruñar. Echa pa' allá.
far away from me. You're so far away from me. So far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me. You're so far away.
Boşaldı belki bütün kanın, alnındaki yaradan. Boşaldı belki bütün kanın, fakat nehirlerin akıyor. Dağların rüzgarlıdır, fakat nehirlerin akıyor, dağların rüzgarlı. Bak yine çarpıyor kalbin ortasında kavganın. Bak yine çarpıyor kalbin ortasında kavganın. Devran döne, umut yetişir. Devran döne, umut yetişir. Dağlarının ardında, dağlarının ardında. Değil öyle yoksullar hasret ile, bir tek başak tarihsiz kalmayacak. Bir tek zeytin dalı bile yandı. Değil öyle yoksunluklar hasretine, bir tek başak tanesi susuz kalmayacak. Bir tek zeytin dalı bile yandı. Sıkıysa yağmasın yağmur, sıkıysa uyanmasın da. Bu yürek ne güne vurur, ne güne. Bu yürek ne güne vurur, bu yürek. Bu yürek ne güne vurur, ne güne. Bu yürek ne güne vurur, bu yürek. Gün ola devran döne, umut yetişe.
Chopper, chopper, at my house. Come on over, sleep on the couch. Can't ever see ya. Look at your mouth.
Thank you.
An unforgettable night at Peel Acres, and neighbours will be getting up a petition, I don't doubt. The White Stripes, of course, live here in our house. Unbelievable.
Walk out, girl, don't you walk out.
My name is Big Cat. Yeah. I want you struggling and it gets me red hot. Kubla Khan or A Vision in a Dream? A fragment. The following fragment is here published at the request of a poet of great and deserved celebrity, Lord Byron, and, as far as the author's own opinions are concerned, rather as a psychological curiosity than on the ground of any supposed poetic merits. In the summer of the year 1797, the author, then in ill health, had retired to a lonely farmhouse between Porlock and Linton, on the Exmoor confines of Somerset in Devonshire. In consequence of a slight indisposition, an anodyne had been prescribed, from the effects of which he fell asleep to his chair at the moment that he was reading the following sentence, or words of the same substance, in Porlock's Pilgrimage. Here the Count Kubla commanded a palace to be built, and a stately garden thereunto, and thus 10 miles of fertile ground were enclosed with a wall. The author continued for about 3 hours in a profound sleep, at least of the external senses, during which time he has the most vivid confidence that he could not have composed less than from 200 to 300 lines, if that indeed can be called composition, in which all the images rose up before him as things with a parallel production of the correspondent expressions, without any sensation of or consciousness of effort. On awakening, he appeared to himself to have a distinct recollection of the whole, and taking his pen, ink and paper, instantly and eagerly wrote down the lines that are here preserved. At this moment he was unfortunately called out by a person on business from Porlock, and detained by him above an hour, and on his return to his room, found to his no small surprise and mortification that though he still retained some vague and dim recollection of the general purport of the vision, yet, with the exception of some 8 or 10 scattered lines and images, all the rest had passed away like the images on the surface of a stream into which a stone has been cast, but alas, without the after restoration of the letter.
Coleridge, 1798. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, whereof the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground, with walls and towers were girdled round. There were gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. And here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedar cover. That savage place, as holy and enchanted as ever beneath a waning moon, was haunted by a woman wailing for her demon lover. From this chasm, in ceaseless